Hello, and welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Christina Michelle Patterson, and this episode of Juno Afternoon is part of a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. The last few Thursdays, we've had the pleasure of hearing from some guests on the experience of growing up Black in Juno, the importance of literature written by Black authors, and making that literature accessible in our schools, parts one and two. And most recently, we discussed the far-reaching damage of stereotyping people of color in last Thursday's show. Some of our upcoming topics are going to include the influence of Black music in our country, a review of staple products we use every day created by Black inventors, and we have a lot more informative topics coming to you. So we really do hope that you'll keep tuning in. Today, I'm going to share some thoughts with you on the topic of judgment, and I've titled this Three Ways to Heal from Judgment. As we're facing many challenges in the world and in our country, there are a lot of opportunities to pass judgment every single day. Some of the opportunities are around issues like the global pandemic, in which people are judging each other's decisions, the CDC, the president, the governors, leadership everywhere, churches and business leaders are being judged for being open or not open. We're judging each other for masking or not masking, and the list goes on. And then there's the ongoing racial uproar, and people are judging each other's position on supporting the Black Lives Matter movement or not. And I'm not even going to get into all the details about that. And then, of course, we have the presidential election, and people are judging each other's political views, which there's nothing new there. And on top of everything, we have the hurricanes in the South, we have the fires in the West, and all of this is just adding to the agitation that we're already experiencing. There are plenty opportunities and reasons to judge, and sometimes we even feel justified in our judgment. But research shows that too much judgment has a negative effect on our thoughts, emotions, and even our physical health. In this way, judgment prevents us from living a healthy lifestyle that's full of well-being, joy, and peace. So I want to talk to you about who we're judging, why we're judging, and ultimately share three ways to heal from judgment so that we can have a life that is full of more well-being, joy, and peace. To start, let's just define what judgment is. The classic definition is to form an opinion or conclusion about something. So I want to make it clear that in and of itself, a judgment is not a bad thing. We all have to make judgment calls, and we have to make those judgment calls every single day if we are going to stay safe. So I'm not talking about the judgment calls that are necessary, and we call those discerning judgments. So we have judgments that discern and we have judgments that discriminate. The discernment we need. We need to discern whether a neighborhood is going to be the right fit for our family to live in, or maybe whether a job is going to be the right job to take for our life and our lifestyle and our temperament. We need to discern relationships that we have and if people are safe or unsafe or a good fit to build a relationship with. We can even make discerning judgments around something as simple as whether the leftovers in the refrigerator are still good from 4 days ago. So those type of judgments are perfectly fine and in even necessary. But what I'm talking about for this show today is judgments that discriminate. The discriminating judgments are ones that look at things as black and white, good or bad, ugly or pretty, smart or stupid, moral or immoral. And these type of judgments are the ones that we want to work on letting go of because they're the ones that are pretty toxic, not only to others, but to ourselves. And at the end of the day, we can't change anything about what we're judging anyway. And so instead of putting all of that negativity and having all that stress and tension around the things that we're judging out there into the world, let's talk about how we can preserve our energy and let go of all of the unnecessary discriminating judgments and how that's going to help us to have a more peaceful life. To give a little perspective, I want to read an excerpt from an article on Psychology Today. The article is called Why Judging Others is Bad for You, and it's by Ruben Cottam, PhD. The article begins saying, "It was awful." That was the response I got after asking a friend whether they enjoyed a movie they just saw. "Awful?" I asked, wondering what could make something so definitively terrible. However, the answer to my fairly rhetorical question didn't matter as much as what I had just realized. I realized how much and how quickly we judge our life. Not just how much we judge our lives, but how much we fuse with our judgments. It is through this fusion that we make such definitive statements that leave little room for other people to share their experience. And I argue that the language we use to describe things easily becomes the same language we use to describe ourselves. I could have just as easily gone to that same movie and said, "Wow, that was the best movie." Does this mean that my friend is wrong? How could it be that the movie described as awful was the same movie I said was the best? Did we even see the same movie? One of us has to be wrong, right? The truth is that we as humans tend to fuse with our judgments and perceive them as reality. My friend judged the movie for what he thought it was instead of realizing that it was through his own perceptual lens that he made the judgment in the first place. Think about that for a second. So often what happens in arguments is that we fuse with our opinions. We fuse, meaning that we can't tell the difference between what our opinion is and what the reality is. And in the end, our perception becomes our reality. However, this is not a universal reality. We end up believing our thoughts, judgments, take our thoughts as facts. We believe that person is horrible. We believe the furniture is ugly. We believe the movie was awful. Instead of seeing our multitude of judgments as a perception or as a lens we put on situations, we see it as a truth. By doing this, we subliminally create a separation and a lack of acceptance of others' beliefs. So how does this lack of accepting others' beliefs have a negative impact on us? Well, I want you to think about the last time that you were judged. And think about the feeling that you experienced. Most people describe feeling isolated, ashamed, misunderstood, criticized, or demeaned. And when we judge others, we tend to end up being judged more ourselves. In addition to this, being too judgmental gives us a bad attitude. It increases our anxiety. It increases tension and stress. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and for about 10 minutes straight, she told me all the things on Facebook that were causing her anxiety because these people didn't have the same opinions as her about the election, about the pandemic, about all the things happening in the world. And she said, "It's all I think about and all I focus on, and my tension and anxiety is just so high." So I'm guessing that she's not the only one experiencing this. A lot of us are constantly going back and forth with people about their opinion, our opinion, who's right, who's wrong. But at the end of the day, we can't change other people's minds or opinions. And so it's not worth the anxiety and the additional stress that it's putting on our body. Another side effect of too much judgment is anger. And anger is an emotion that's very hard on the body. When you think about being angry, you might notice that you get a lot of tension in your neck, in your shoulders, in your back. You might be clenching your fist or clenching your teeth. You might notice your heart rate going up or your temperature going up. And research shows that the physiological changes that happen in our body when we're angry puts a lot of stress on our heart, and it actually takes 20 to 30 minutes to calm down from being angry once the situation or that emotion passes. And so if you are putting yourself through this cycle of stress every day or multiple times a day, that ultimately is going to lead to problems for you physically and emotionally as well. Other side effects of too much judgment are strained or even broken relationships. Judging can also result in people being less likely to talk about what they're going through and to ask you for help when they need it in the future because of how they've observed you judging other people. And just as a side here, at the beginning of the year when we had the Super Bowl halftime show, there was a lot of controversy around that show. Some people thought that it was very empowering to women and beautiful. Other people thought that it was inappropriate and overly sexualized. And something that I heard a minister say that I thought was wonderful on this topic was, parents, be careful how you are expressing your opinion about the actions of other people because your children are listening. And when they see you going off and being just completely intolerant of things that you don't agree with, then they are processing that. And what they're learning is, I can't talk to mom or I can't talk to dad about things that I'm afraid they're not going to agree with. I think that that's a really good example of strained relationships that come from our judgment and just looking outside of ourselves and seeing how it's affecting other people. Facebook fights are a rising thing these days. And, you know, again, it's just something that is causing a lot of stress for people to go on Facebook and read things that they don't agree with and then comment on every little thing. And it's just, it's a lot of stress on the body. And at the end of the day, unhealed wounds in yourself. There is a belief that those who judge others the most are actually the ones who are hurting from unhealed wounds. And so basically, let me rephrase that. What we judge the most in others are things that are unhealed in ourselves. So we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I'm going to share three ways that we can explore our own hurt around the things that we're judging other people for and how we can heal from that judgment. We'll be right back.